Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim, and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and for Asus, for Refuah Shleima, the Gittel Bas Etel, and Yosef Chaim Ben Miriam. As we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, and especially Slichus in a few days, our minds, our hearts, our feelings, and our concerns are much more acutely focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the future, on the well-being of ourselves and our lives and our families. And certainly it's an appropriate time for an additional shot of chizuk and bitochen. And really, if we start with slichus, we find something very interesting. There's a bris that was made between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. A bris that was made that the Klal Yisrael is assured that kol zman shiyasu lefonai seder zeh, whenever they do, they perform this Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos, then they will not be turned away empty-handed. There's a power in the recognition of the Midas Hashem, the recognition that Hashem is Rachum, Bechanun, Erech Apayim. He's merciful, He's gracious, He gives us even beyond what we deserve. He's patient and slow to anger. He's full of chesed and truth. And He's made chesed lo'alofim. He assures and guarantees and delivers the chasodim of previous generations for 2,000 generations. That's far more than even the chesed that Avraham Avinu is still being paid to us today. They say, He tolerates every level of sin and vinake, and He cleanses us from all sin and removes what they say, like nikayon yavesh, like dry cleaning, even the stain, even the shemitz, the remnant of the sin is completely removed. And thinking about these midos and internalizing this message and realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant, made a pact with Moshe Rabbeinu, that these midos, when we focus on them and when we perform them, we will have an effect on invoking the rachamim of Hashem and the chesed of Hashem and the payment of Hashem for all of that we may have done and our ancestors have done. And something that could be a very, very strong source of bitochen. Because bitochen has to be built upon the realization of who Hashem is. And the Yud Gimel Midos describe who Hashem is, knowing His chesed, knowing the extent of His chesed, knowing His rachamim, knowing His truth, His justice, His concern for paying and repaying and helping, His patience with us. All of these give us a brighter, clearer, more optimistic, and more confidence-inspiring appreciation of Hashem, and can strengthen us through these times of the Yemei Slichus and the Yomim HaNoiroim. And the truth of the matter is that the koyach of bitochen that can be inspired by the depths of appreciation of Hashem's chesed and rachamim and chanina and commitment and desire to give and bestow upon us can truly have an effect in the Yom HaDin. The Pasuk tells us that in Kapitel Lamed Gimel, Yoitzer Yachad Libon, Amevin El Kol Maaseyim, that the Creator, He takes all the hearts of everyone together. He understands and sees each one, and Beskira Achas, in one swift move, He judges the whole world. And the Pasuk continues, that's what the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, Pshat in that Pasuk. Ein HaMelech Noisha Baruch Hoyo. The king is not going to be saved with his great armies. That's not a power. And the strong man with the abundance of strength that he has will also not get too far in this world. The horses and the armies are not going to help. And then the secret of what's going to help us in the Yom Hadin, in the day that Hayyitzer is Yachad Libo Mabin El Pol Maaseyim, is he ne Ein Hashem El Yireov, Lam Yachalim Lachastui. The eye of Hashem looks favorably on those who fear him. And also, the Chofetz Chaim puts in a comment, says, not Yireov HaMeyachalim, but Yireov, Kama, LaMeyachalim, and also to those who pay this chesed, to those who stand in front of Hashem B'din, and may not feel that they're worthy, and may not even be worthy of all of the good that they desire for themselves and their families for the future year. But they're looking, Meyachalim Lachasta, we're awaiting his kindness, we're relying on his kindness. We have a sense of who he is. We took the Yemei HaSlichos of this year, we have an extra measure of that, very seriously. And we recited the Yud Gimel Nidus with Kavona. And we understand that Hashem is Molei Chesed V'Rachamim, and Emes, and Arichas HaTayim, and all of the Midas Hashem that give us that ability to find the strength to put our trust in him. And when we stand in front of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, and we focus our hope and say, I don't know if I'm deserving. I don't know if I belong in the category of Yireov, but I'm Meyachal Lachastoi. I'm hoping, I'm waiting, I'm refusing to give up, and I'm Meyachal Lachesed Hashem. And that has a koyach, Lahatzil Mimovis Nafsham Lachayosam Barov, as the Pesuk says, to save one from death, sustain one in hunger, the quickest to achieve that which we want in the Yemei HaDin emanates from not only the merit that we have, but also from the Miyachalim L'chastoi. And that's the reason we find in Halacha that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we act with Megalchin, and we stop, and we groom ourselves, we take care of ourselves, we bathe ourselves. It's an Erev Yontif, it's a Yontif atmosphere to show that we are betuchim adem. We're relying on Hashem. We're relying, we have bitochon. We may not be as worthy as we could be, as we should be, as we'd like to be, but we are counting on Hashem to take care of us, and that too has a koyach in the Yemei HaDin. It has a tremendous koyach. It seems to be, according to the Chofetz Chaim, one of the two approaches. Halach is kama v'kama, when they're both combined together, when we strengthen ourselves in our own Yirah Shemayim and strengthen ourselves in the hope and the bitochen in Hashem, then we certainly have a very powerful combination to help us to achieve all that we wish to achieve in the Yemei HaDin. I think there's another aspect of the Chesed Hashem that would be worthy of mentioning at this time. Because every insight that we have into Hashem's Chesed can be helpful for us to strengthen that Bitochon, because the more we know of his Chesed, the more I can rely on. And there's an interesting Sefer HaChinuch where he talks about the Tkiya Shofar. He actually is speaking about the Shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel when he tells his piece. He says the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to remind us of Akedas Yitzchok. And in reminding us of Akedas Yitzchok, we stop to think and wish that I too would like to be able to, I wish to rise to the occasion that as if I were to do this. And when we picture ourselves as if I was performing such a great act, Hashem considers it a schus in the Yom HaDin, considers it a schus in the judgment, that we should be zeicher, zakai badin, he says. Amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to consider not only our actions that are good, not only our tshuva to correct, not only our trust in him that he's going to favor us, but our picture, our desire, our effort, I would picture myself as if I'm doing it, I can't just Yitzchok, even though I'm so far from it. Hashem will be machshiv, will consider that. He'll give it such schus as if I perform the act itself, and therefore it could be a schus for me to win the din of Rosh Hashanah. One thing we see very clearly as we approach Rosh Hashanah, Hashem wants us to be favored. Hashem wants to favor us in din. Hashem has given us opportunity after opportunity to be able to find that success, to find that favor, to feel that, to win, so to speak, in din. because that's what he wants. He created the world for chesed. In fact, the whole Rosh Hashanah is only about chesed. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the reason that Hashem doesn't judge us at the end of our lives is because that would be too overwhelming. It would be too hard to do tshuva. It would be too big a collection of all kinds of errors and mistakes and shortcomings and issues. So it gives us each year an opportunity to wipe clean the slate and to start afresh. When it's in a manageable dimension where we can take hold of it, then we can change and we can improve. And this is, again, an expression of Hashem's chesed. And every expression of Hashem's chesed, the very fact that he gives us the mitzvot of Kiyas Shofar, which reminds him and us of Akedas Yitzchok, and inspires us, and reminds him of the great schus that we have from Avraham Avinu. All of this just shows how Hashem is looking for excuses to be able to be matakat in chesed, to be able to allow us to win in the din, to guide us, to advise us, to counsel us in how to win. And therefore, we can certainly find in this a deepened opportunity for bitochen in everything in life. Because when I see the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to do chesed for us, no matter where we may be holding in our spiritual level, that should be the greatest base for us to say, so much chesed, such a commitment to chesed, so many detailed efforts to be able to give us chesed, that gives me the basis, that gives me the inspiration, that gives me the strength to put my trust in him and to truly await Lam Yachalim Lachastoy, to be able to await the Kidderim Naim, the Chesed Hashem, on the Yimei Hadin.